Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Today on Caffeine for the Soul, we're going to do a little bit something different. A lot of you know I do a program each year called Emerging Voices, where I take eight people who are beginning to express in the world or have been expressing in the world for a while, but just nobody's noticed yet, and work with them to really help their voice both emerge from within themselves, but also out into the world. And we do that through writing, we do that through speaking, we do that through radio and podcasting. And we just had the kickoff week of our most recent group. And one of the prompts, one of the assignments that I gave people in the group was to write a piece and read it that spoke to a particular theme that I thought was relevant. And one of the participants, Stephanie Benedetto Padovano, her theme that I gave her, her prompt, was on being a force of nature. And what she recorded was so fresh and so different and so moving but fun that I asked her if we could use that in this week's podcast. So that's the context for what you're about to listen to, and I'll be back to talk a little bit more about it at the end.
Force of Nature. Once there was a small girl who was born with a special gift. She could sing the creative energy of the universe. When she sang, all the animals drew near. The deer, the frogs, the beetles and squirrels, flowers blossomed, leaves unfurled, and green tendrils reached for the sky. Roots grew downward. When she opened her mouth, the song might be a delicate, effortless trill, or a guttural, soul-shaking scream. Leaves would wither and fall from the trees, and sometimes animals collapsed in their final breath, for the energy that creates worlds is also that which destroys them. None of this seemed strange to the small girl. It was what it was, and she sang of all that was, until one day her song was too much. "You shouldn't sing like that," her mother said. "Other people who can't sing will feel bad." "Such singing all the time is wasteful," her father said. "Save it for when you need it." Because she loved her parents, the small girl quieted her voice. She only allowed her song to come out when she was alone or with other children who didn't seem to mind the whirling dust storms and flocks of ravens that followed. One day, a teacher caught the small girl singing to a spider in its web as it sank its fangs into a moth. "That song is dangerous," she said. "You could hurt someone with it." The small girl didn't want to hurt anyone, so she stopped singing altogether, except in her dreams. In her dreams, the small girl sang worlds into existence and out again, spiraling around universes. The small girl grew up and became a talented musician who played the violin, but she never, ever sang. She helped others find their voices, but she never forgot the danger that might happen if the world knew her song. She was certain it would destroy the world, or at the very least, fracture it in two. All through many years of playing her violin, the song inside the small girl was stirring. She could feel it curl around her throat and extend its tentacles through her limbs, asking, begging to be sung. When she could stand it no more, the small girl ran into the woods and whispered a song like the spring rain, a winter wind, howling wolves. The town came alive under her song, soft and quiet as it was. Colors were brighter. People felt more peace and more anger. There was more of everything that was when her voice fell over it. A townswoman with extremely sharp ears, she could hear a feather plucked from a bird miles away, complained about the dreadful noise coming from the woods keeping her awake at night. She persisted until the townsfolk traced it back to the source. They found the small girl song whispering in the woods to the moss and the trees, the rocks and the stream, and demanded that she be silent. The small girl choked her voice down again, but it was harder this time. When the townsfolk left, she asked, "What if it's okay for me to upset people? Like the hurricanes and the tides, the moon and the sun? What if I, too, am a force of nature?" And just like that, the small girl stopped hiding. She sang in the morning with the doves and the frogs. She sang in the afternoon with the children who climbed off the school bus. She sang in the evening with the moon and the stars. She sang whenever she felt like it. Some people held their ears and ran away. Others gathered all their belongings and followed her, reveling in the song. Her song did fracture the world, opening a huge fissure, opening and reaching to the core of the earth. From that crack grew a great, strong tree, so tall that it stretched across the universe and beyond, leading the small girl and her singing followers to other worlds. The song sang itself in and out of its existence into forever, which is all now.
When I first heard that, it made me think of a song by Harry Chapin called Flowers Are Red. And if you haven't heard it, it's worth finding. We found one on YouTube, and his voice is not an amazing singer's voice, but it is an amazing storyteller's voice. And it's the story of a young boy who's drawing in class, and the teacher comes over and tells him off for drawing, and you know, because there's a time for art, and says, "And anyways, you're doing it wrong, because flowers are red and green leaves are green, and there's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen." And the little kid is filled with life and talks about how there are so many colors in the rainbow and so many colors in the morning sun and so many colors in the flower, and I see each and every one. And eventually the teacher kind of sucks his soul out with a straw. That's not exactly how it goes. And when he does come across somebody who is trying to explain to him that, hey, there's so many colors in the rainbow, by then he's the one going, well, no, there are, you know, flowers are red and green leaves are green, and there's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen. And my guess is that's you, because it certainly is me. It certainly is anyone I've met who would like to express more fully, who would like to share their voice, share their song with the world. Somewhere along the way, you got convinced that it was dangerous, or it was wrong, or you weren't good enough. And so instead of seeing that for what it was, which is somebody else who had their voice taken away, trying to take yours away, trying to keep you safe the way somebody kept them safe, it's actually just wrong. We all have a voice. We all have a song to share. And the world seems to me to be much richer when we really allow our voice to emerge and share our song. If you want to learn more about Stephanie and what she's up to, you can find her at theawakenedbusiness.com. That's Stephanie Benedetto Padovani at theawakenedbusiness.com. Until next time, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.